The Folk of the Faraway Tree by Enid Blyton.
This is fantastic, said Connie, beginning on the sandwiches. Oh, I've never tasted such beautiful sandwiches in my life, never!
The little rabbit waiters ran up and smiled at old Mrs. Saucepan. What will you have to drink? They asked.
Hot chocolate for me, said Mrs. Saucepan. What for you others?
Lemonade, soda, orange juice, called the children and the others.
The rabbits ran off and came back with bottles of everything asked for and a big jug of hot chocolate for Mrs. Saucepan. What fun they all had! There were squeals of laughter from everyone, and from every table there came happy chattering. The land of tea parties was a great success. The children finished up with ice cream, and then the rabbits brought round big boxes of presents, and they shared them all out. There were brooches and rings and little toys, and everyone had a funny paper hat to wear.
Well, we've had a fabulous time, said Joe at last, but I think we should go now, Mrs. Saucepan. Thank you very much for asking us here. I hope you get another job somewhere soon.
Oh, I think I shall go and live in the faraway tree with Dame Washalot, said Mrs. Saucepan. She's always so busy with her washing, she hasn't much time to do anything else. I could do the cooking for her. I could make cakes to sell too, and have a little shop there.
Oh, that would be lovely, cried Beth. I'll often come and buy some from you.